Welcome back to Barely Serious. You're about to listen to episode 239, but before we get into the podcast, I only got one date to plug. It is an important one, and it's in July. It's pretty far away, but July 12th, I will be returning to Bend, Oregon, headlining at the Capitol. You can find tickets at bendticket.com. This is an important gig because most of my family's going to be there and seeing me do stand-up for the first time because the next day is my aunt's funeral, and I will also be giving a eulogy at my aunt's funeral, so if you want to see both, feel free to come and pay your respects, but buy your tickets to the first one. Also, if I need most of you guys to come out if you live in that area, because if there's no one there, I don't know, or if I bomb ass, I don't know how I'm going to stand in front of my family the next day and talk about how cool my aunt was. Anyway, there's a quick fix to that, and it's at benticket.com. I think tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. Coming out, it's going to be a hell of a time, July 12th, Bend, Oregon. With that out of the way, enjoy this week's episode. Welcome back to Barely Serious. This is episode 239. I'm chilling out here in Austin, Texas with David Centofanti. What's up, dude?
What's up, Galen? How you doing?
I'm doing fucking great. Good. What? What's funny?
Nothing. I just go from conversation right into the podcast.
Because I was like, shit.
I always laugh because then it's like you still have to try to remain authentic.
Oh, we're not going to repeat the conversation we were just talking about.
I think we should
just word for word.
Yeah, we should say those slurs.
Whoa, dude. Hey, I don't you could say the n-word wherever you want, buddy. People have said the n-word on the podcast before.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't want to name names.
Name the episode, the timestamp.
It's two of the people you know.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you after. I don't want people going back and then finding it. But it was pretty funny because I was telling one of them, I was like, dude, people listen to this. And he's like, damn, nobody. And I was like, yeah, now.
No one's going to listen to this podcast now. They're just going to go back and start skimming. They're trying to find.
Hey, I'll take the plays.
It's good. It's going to get you plays.
I'll take the plays, bro. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
We're talking about how our cell phones, like, well, it leads me into really what I was thinking about earlier today because I was walking my dog past a bail bonds place, and it said, we'll get you out of jail quick. Have you ever been to jail?
No.
I've
bailed people out, but I've never been the one bailed out.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
How many people have you bailed out? Why?
My stepdad, the night of my grad party, got a DUI. So I had to use my grad party money to bail him out. And never saw that money again. Was never
really?
Paid back. Yeah.
Is he still in your life?
No.
Oh.
My mom and him broke up, but he was my stepdad from like ages like 4 to 18. So
shouldn't he still be
in my life?
Well, maybe not that,
yeah.
But isn't he still your stepdad? Or did that just get erased? Like,
well,
he got fired?
Well, I mean, they broke up. They split up. Now my mom has a new man.
Yeah, but you could have multiple stepdads, can't you?
Oh, I do.
For real?
Yeah, like my mom had several partners.
How many is that?
Like 3, specifically, when I was growing up.
Okay, but
she would
not
cheat on my main one all the time. Like the dude who lived with us, Don. She had several different guys.
And
there's
he knew
one that
about
was Australian.
It?
Yeah, he knew. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he knew.
That's nuts.
Yeah, he's like the OG cuck.
Oh, he was into it.
I don't think he was into it.
Oh,
but he, you know, put up with it, I guess.
Yeah, there was my great aunt, the one who's the celebration of life on July 13th, and the day before, you could find me in Bend, Oregon.
Guys, you have to buy tickets to Galen Aunt's funeral. Otherwise, it's going to look like she had no friends.
Yeah, how are we going to pay for the catering at the celebration of life without ticket sales? But yeah, her and my uncle, they were married for like 40-some-odd years, but they were split for most of it. But they were like, they never got divorced. And she was, you know, just banging people the whole time. Mm. She actually, there's this guy, I don't know if I should put this out here, but whatever. There's this, she dude, this is actually crazy. So she banged this guy, his name was Mr. Hopper, and he was her best friend's dad. And now they were adults, and she banged him, and that dude had a stroke while they were fucking.
Ooh.
Nuts. And then when he died, he like wrote his own family out of the will and left his like his inheritance or whatever to my aunt, who wasn't like related. She was just banging him when he was 90.
That's how good that sex was.
It had to be.
He was like, this shit almost nearly killed me. I'm giving her all my money. Because that's, I don't know. I literally had that thought earlier today. I had some great sex, and literally I was walking to the shower because it was one of those sexes.
Don't you have a girlfriend?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's out of town right now. So I'm walking to the shower, and afterwards, I was like, right about to step in the shower, and I was like, this is one of those moments where I would be okay with having a heart attack and just dying.
Really?
Like, yeah, because it was such good sex. I was like, I just want to be done with life. Like, this could be it, and I would be content and happy. Like,
what?
I want to go out, like, after something good. Like, I would be content. I'd be laying there wet, naked, on the fucking bathroom floor, and I would be okay with the pain. I'd be like, take me.
You don't want to die when you're doing something shitty?
No. Why would you want to die when you're doing something shitty?
Because I don't want to be doing it anymore.
No. That's
like the worst open mic of your life, and you're just like,
oh god, I do not want to die around open mic comedians. you kidding me? A whole bunch of people who don't have souls trying to console you. Fuck that, dude.
Console you? You're already dead.
Well, while you're dying, though, they're gonna be saying shit. One of them's gonna make an asinine remark. Like, I don't want that.
I'd think that it was like a bit or something.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's why you die. You'd probably, the heart attack at an open mic, you'd probably be able to survive, but everyone's so heads so far up their ass, they wouldn't be able to help you.
Or they're all just on their phone.
Yeah, right. They don't even notice it. They light me. Can you just wrap this death up?
I don't know. Where would you actually want to die? Like, if you for real, like,
in nature.
What, just like on the Muir Woods Trail and just fucking gone?
Yeah.
Really? That's kind of rude for the people hiking behind you, though.
I want them to be able, like, they're going to have to, like, get a helicopter involved. Like, I want it to be the most difficult. Like, and then when they finally get me to the hospital, I want my family to have to use all the resources to try to keep me alive. Like, all the money in their bank accounts. And I still die.
I don't think
to be the most selfish death.
Would somebody have to, like, show up to the hospital and, like, co-sign your body? Like, wouldn't they just take your own accounts?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I mean, I've helped bag and tag bodies before, but they've always had family there ruining the mood.
Well, like, crying and shit?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean ruin it? You were going to helicopter the dick or something?
No, just get it done, you know? Just get it done. Just do my job. But there's always someone there, like...
You worked at a hospital, or were you, like, going to door to door?
No, I worked at a hospital. I had one time I was helping this patient. It was on an oncology floor, and we just got finished. Me and this other nurse got done helping him on the toilet. And while we helped him on the toilet, he had, like, the driest shit ever. Like, he was pushing out cement, and I felt so bad for him. But while he was doing it, he grabbed her ass.
Nice.
So then she was like, I'm done. She's like, I'm done helping. So then she left him all to me, which, fucking thanks, lady. But I get it. She doesn't want to be groped by this, like, elderly man.
Was she hot? Like, was it like...
Yeah, she was good. I mean, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, if it was like some fucking, like, some fat bitch and she's like, no. That's the last... That's the last time I'm getting
She was doing most of the lifting. So I get him back into bed, and I come out of the room. And right when I come out of the room, you know, you're like, if you're finally done with, like, a task, you're like, oh. And then this lady from across the hall comes out to me, and she's like, hi, I think my dad's dead. And I was just like, oh. She's like, can you come look? I was like, yeah, just give me a second. And I, like, took a second, and I walked in there. I took one look, and then I was like, I touched his, like, wrist, and I was like, let me go get the doctor.
Were you, like, a nurse or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, this was during my rotations, though. This is during nursing school.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just, you weren't just some guy.
No.
You weren't just there.
The guy I helped on the toilet was my uncle. So. No, yeah, that was.
Was the guy dead as shit?
Yeah, he was dead. Yeah. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Where the hell are you going?
To your Mother's Day.
Oh, well, have fun with that. Tell your mom to say hi.
I will.
Is your mom here in Texas?
Yeah, she's in Lakeway.
Oh.
What's the address?
127
Cartwheel
Bend.
Okay.
That's not real.
That sounds real.
I know it does.
Yeah. I didn't know you were from Texas.
Yes, sir. Born and bred.
Wow.
All right, we got to move on.
Yeah.
I'm the best part of the pod.
I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, yeah, the dead guy. Did you have to, like, crunch him? You crunched him into a bag?
No, you don't crunch him into a bag.
Well, because when my when my great grandpa died, he died like in hospice care in the living room of his house, and we were all like, I held his hand like as he died, and like the people who were supposed to come and pick him up didn't come for like a couple hours, and so he was like stiff as shit, but still like sitting in a chair, so he like was stiff in a sitting position, and so they had to like kind of break him. To get into like make him straight, and we all just kind of like stood there as they're like, and we were all just kind of standing around, and yeah, and so like yeah, that was kind of brutal.
Yeah, no, I never experienced that or witnessed that.
And then they put him in a fucking van and just drove away. Yeah. There's like other people in the van too.
Yeah, they make multiple stops. It's like when like Uber Eats. Like, they're like, hey, you want to pick up another delivery on the way to drop off this delivery?
How many people are dying in such a...
A lot of people die, man. All the time.
Yeah, but it's like such
It's honestly surprising that we don't hear about more people dying that you know. Yeah. Because so many people are dying. It's remarkable.
Yeah. There's like three other bodies in the van. I was like, how far are these guys driving?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no way they're just going like down the street and three people just died like that. Enough, like
it's the whole community, you know. They're picking up for the city, and then they bring to the mortuary. I had a wild experience with my aunt's death. They bagged her up, and no joke, this is one of the craziest things I've ever experienced. If we didn't already lose all your listeners with this really fun conversation, they zipped her bag up, and right when they closed the bag, the power went out. The whole power went out in the whole neighborhood. It was crazy. And everyone else is still like sad and mourning. It's the last time they see her. They're bagging her. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like freaking. I'm like, no one else like came to my level of like, what the hell? What's that? I was like, unbag her. I was like, obviously this is like a sign or like she's not ready to leave the home yet. Like you can like there's things too. Like you don't have to call and have them bagged immediately when they die.
Right.
You can like spend some time with the body. Like, they, like, say up to 6 to 8 hours, and then you get them back. And it actually helps with the grieving process in the morning. It's, like, being with the body. Now, we've never practiced that in my family.
Yeah, I think that shit's weird.
But the power went out. And so, for the longest time, I was like, holy shit, that's kind of, like, miracle level, like, insane. Like, the power went out when they bagged her. Like, her energy must have, like, shut the grid down. Like, leaving her body. Like, that's how, like... spiritual that experience was for me. And then I just kept thinking in my head, like, you know how your brain gets going, the comic mind. I was like, what if there's just a dude outside the house that has like a walkie-talkie that's like, let me know when the bag is almost done zipping, and then they finish it, he shuts the power off just to give you like an experience.
I thought you said
closure.
It was the whole grid.
Well, it was the whole neighborhood went down, but like I was just so like rationalizing it in my brain of like, what are the fucking chances?
But real talk, it was probably just some kid just driving high, smacked a transformer, trying to grab the last fry out of
his
jacket.
That's their next stop. They're going to go get his body.
Have you seen Funny People with Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill? One of my the hardest I've laughed at just a random scene that wasn't even like that funny, but it was funny to me, was because I've been around people dying. But when he was like, they're out on a hike and he's talking about how his grandpa died, and he's like and he's like, yeah, and then the candle flickered so we know he went to heaven. And Jonah was like, hey, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but I think your grandpa went to hell.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, he passed through fire to get to hell. I love that.
He's like, what are you trying to say? He's like, I'm just saying, I think your grandpa's playing Batman with Hitler right now.
Yeah. Dude, that's a great fucking scene. Oh. Yeah, Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, dude, that whole, I don't know, people get weird when people die.
I used to fear death.
You don't anymore?
No.
Like, you want to die?
I don't want to die, but, like, I'm not afraid of it.
Are you kidding me, man?
Like, life is so fucking much. It's so annoying and ridiculous. You know how many artist friends I have? Like, musicians, painters, comedians, all these artists who are amazing at what they do, and all they really I see them doing is working. like jobs to survive. Mm-hmm. Like that's the world we live in. We live in a society in a world where it's like artists don't get to be artists. They have to fucking sacrifice their time to be making money to keep alive. And that's like what a fucking brutal existence. I feel like death is like amazing. I feel like it's going to be great. I feel like whatever's next, if there is anything, is just fucking so much more intense than this.
You think this is like the prologue?
I think this is like
the training level for what's next.
I don't think it's training prologue. That'd be cool.
You don't think it's great. Like the opening scene in GTA 5 where you got to like shoot a couple cops?
That's funny.
You know what I mean? Like you don't think this is what this is? Learn how to shoot.
You get to the afterlife and they're like, so did you learn how to shoot and kill?
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta do a lot of that here. What? Heaven's always under attack. I tried so hard not to shoot and kill people. Fucking what's his face is there just crushing it. Who's that? Who's the kid from? You should know people's names before you try to make a reference.
Talking about Columbine?
I don't know those kids' names. But yeah, it's just the trench coat mafia there crushing it in heaven. Just keeping God safe.
Like level 10s. Do you believe that there's anything after?
Yeah, I do. I believe.
In what?
I don't know anymore. But I believe. I think there's something, but I have no idea what it is.
I don't care.
I think it's exhausting to think there's more after this.
Really? Like you're already done?
Like I'm ready to just lay down and shut my eyes.
Isn't it funny that you can't just do that though? Like I can't just like take two weeks and just do nothing and then it's like, oh, now I can't afford to eat. Mm-hmm. You know? Or because that's what I was bringing up the jail thing. I was like, dude, society's so funny that like there's just people, regular people, like. How many times have you seen a cop that's just not clocked in, just at a comedy show? Like, these are just real people, and their job is just, like, grab people and put them, like, oh, you can't leave or we'll kill you. That's a real thing. You can't grab their gun, they'll kill you. It's like, we give the authority to people to just, I don't know. Like, if I don't pay my taxes, I go to jail, and I can't go to In-N-Out. The fuck? Like, that's so weird to me. Like on like a just like if you like I don't know how to like explain what I'm thinking, but like if you think about like bears and like fish and like deer, like they're animals just like we are. There's no jail. Like if a bear wants to just walk into a a parking lot, it could walk into the parking lot. If a bear wants to kill you, it'll just kill you. You know, or a deer could go wherever the fuck it wants. I don't understand why. I mean, I understand why it makes sense, but like oh, I have to pay taxes or I'm not able to just... I go to jail.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Like, what about back in the day? Back in the day, like 200 years ago, you could just kill people. You duel. You just kill people. Hey, I don't like you. Let's go shoot each other in the street.
Yeah, and it was like, okay. As long as both parties agreed to it.
And then you would just pop the one guy and then just, what, walk back in and have a shot of whiskey? What the fuck? But I'd rather have that than what we have now.
I agree. I do think duels need to come back, and I do think... I think everyone should have a gun.
Yeah.
But I do think there's everyone should have a gun, but at the same time like assault rifles should be limited to like in-home and gun range use.
Really? I disagree.
You can use them to protect your home and your property, and then you can also go and like shoot with them for fun. You can hunt with them like animals for sport. But I don't think there's any need to be, like, marching with an assault rifle around your shoulder.
Yeah, I disagree with that everybody should have a gun. I should not have a gun. You know how many times I've fucking, like, slashed someone's tires? Like, I have knives.
You slashed tires?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, only twice, but, oh, yeah.
They deserved it?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. I'm not just out here randomly slashing tires. Yeah, they deserved it. Okay. Big time. I'll explain it a bit without location, just in case the person just happens to be
listening.
Yeah. You never know. Mm-hmm. It could totally have been like some open micer or something or someone we know.
Did you know who it was or was it just
no.
a random car?
Well, it was I was parked under the bridge. Oh shit, I just said I wasn't going to give away the location.
Yeah.
I was not parked under the bridge.
Well, you didn't say what city or location.
You're right. This was in Orange County, California.
Okay. No, I think you meant Des Moines.
This was in Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah. I was doing, and so and this person parks next to me in not a parking spot. So like halfway onto the curb that was like connected to a pillar that was holding up the bridge and my car, and I had to get in through the passenger side, and like this is how close, and so this person's not parked in a spot. They're just on my car. And I slashed their tire. They were so close to my car, I slashed their tire from inside of my own car.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, fuck these people, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, fuck you.
It sounds like a very minor inconvenience for slashing a tire, man.
I think I was having a bad night that night. I think I'd,
that's fair.
I'd eat shit or something. I had bombed or I'd lost a game of pool that I wanted to win or something. Something where I was like already mad. And then I get back to my car. I was like, are you fucking serious? And it was like some high lifted like dirt bag truck. And I was like, and you know, like a sticker of a family on the back. I'm like, why you should be at home with your kids? Why are you downtown?
Well, you didn't say it was a lifted truck. Now everything's valid. Yeah, now it's all you're allowed.
Did you've never slashed a tire or anything?
No, I've never slashed a tire. I have keyed a car.
I feel like that's a little bit more evil. Like that's permanent.
How is that more evil?
That's permanent.
They can still drive away.
Yeah, they could just replace a tire, and if you have insurance, it costs you $10 to replace your tires. Just a minor inconvenience. Okay. You just scraped paint off their car.
Yeah.
That's permanent.
No. Sand it, buff it. Thin line. That mine was very valid though. The dude crossed the line and I could have physically assaulted him, but I chose to leave the party, and then I saw his truck in the field where we all were, and I just walked around it. I did a full 360.
The whole thing.
The whole car.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did the paint come off? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice red paint.
Well, here's another thing. With me slashing that dude's tire, what if he was there, got drunk, and he was going to go home and beat his wife, and then because of me, he couldn't?
That's good.
I just saved her.
So then she got beat in the morning instead, which is way worse because then he's sober and like really sees through.
But I delayed it for a little bit. I'm a hero.
Hero.
It's the whole thing with like karma. People think karma works in just one way. Karma works in two ways.
Sometimes karma works through you.
That's,
you're like, am I doing something wrong or negative? And then you I guess that's how I justify it. I'm like, well, maybe I'm being bad because this person deserves it.
Yes, that's I'm their karma. God is working through me, therefore I don't have anything coming my way because I'm the equalizer.
Yep.
That's exactly how I view karma.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when things happen to me, I'm like, all right, cool, probably deserved it, but you know.
Yeah.
It's been, knock on wood, it's been a while since, oh no, actually I just popped my tire. Never mind.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's all balancing.
Yeah.
It's all balancing itself.
It literally does. The whole world does balance each other out. That's why it's so funny when...
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, you're good. I was about to go on a way different tangent.
Okay, if you want to.
I was going to say that's why I think it's funny when people are like, I don't know, like it's like eye for an eye almost how the world works, like Lex Talionis. So it's like, oh, like I slashed that guy's tire and now, you know, I popped my fucking tire in my own parking lot. And so it's like, it works out even for even. But then... You know, it's like, what about those, like, I don't know, like child molesters and like rapists and like murderers? It's like, what could be their karma? Like, what could get them back? Like that's like the, like murdering someone's like the highest of crime, like not crime, but like the highest of, unless you kill a child molester and that's what they got coming and God worked through you to end that guy's life. But I mean, there's no way you could just
kill. There shouldn't, if you kill a child molester, in my eyes, you shouldn't do time. You should get like community service.
Well, if that
like just to make sure you're not,
that's different.
Just start getting a taste for murder.
That's different. Like if someone molests your kid and you kill them, then yeah, I agree with you. But if you're just like going off the fucking child sex registry, just killing people.
Well, no, that's I wouldn't say going and killing. Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, that's different.
That's not right.
Because I'm Austin's Dark Knight.
It's as wrong as they are. They're in the system.
Right.
So they've either paid for their crimes or now they're forever public with their crimes. So they have to wear it like the Scarlet Letter. They have to own it. And that is, in my eyes, so much worse than dying. Is like you are forever like you can look up anyone who's a sex offender in your neighborhood, see their photos and be like, oh, I've seen that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, holy shit. Like, that's I would if I was in their shoes, I'd much rather be dead.
I don't think
then
so.
You have to exist and be seen. Is this like
how many people are actually looking that stuff up though? You know what I mean? I've only looked that up once. I mean,
if you have the Citizen app on your phone, like we were talking,
it tells you when somebody moves in.
Yeah,
yeah. But it's also, I don't know. A child molester could still go get crawfish. Getting crawfish is still better than being dead.
Okay, touche.
You know what I mean? Like, it's,
I bet you they're not going to get crawfish, though. They're probably going to McDonald's getting a Happy Meal. They're like, this is as close as I can get to what I want, really want.
And as far as, like, them serving or serving their thing, I don't think there is, like, a... Like, if you molest a kid, you got to get raped or something. Like, that's...
Well, that's the worst you can... Well, you go to jail as a molester, child molester. Uh-huh. You're probably going to get got.
You're marked.
You're either going to get raped or murdered.
Isn't that so funny? That people will, like, murder their whole family, but then be like, oh, this guy jacked off to a kid's
dick. Well, it's because most of those people committed heinous crimes were molested as children.
Oh, really?
So I think for them, this is them, like, protecting themselves as a child. Like, they see their abuser in this person. Mm. And now they're in a closed location where they can enact revenge. That's my theory of it. It's like, why is it so common that child molesters get got in prison?
Yeah, but serial killers, people are like...
Yeah. Oh, that guy killed someone. Okay. Like, they can justify that in their head.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, that's...
Makes sense.
Isn't it crazy, though, that if you commit fraud in this country, you get more time than if you murder someone?
Is that true?
You get like 25 to 35 years if you commit fraud.
You like, if you make a shit ton of money. You kill someone.
Yeah, but most people who kill someone get like 15 to 20. They're not getting life sentences.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Because most murders aren't like premeditated.
Yeah.
They're like in the moment.
Yeah.
Heats of rage. So it's like, yeah, it's not like if you premeditated murders are getting life sentences.
Yeah.
But like people who are like manslaughter and like stuff like that, they're getting like 15
like
to 20.
DWI death, shit like that. Yeah.
They're not going away for life.
No, I mean, some people only get a couple years.
Yeah.
Like Henry Ruggs, he got like, what, 3 years?
That's it?
Four, five. Yeah, he got like
Henry,
3 years.
Well, he also has money.
Yeah.
He has the NFL on his back.
I mean, he was a rookie.
That's insane, though. Henry Ruggs, that's... I've never seen the video, but even just hearing about it, it sounds...
Yeah, I was going like 120.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? I just saw this video of this guy. This guy was showing a... He was a car salesman, and he was showing a guy like a... It was like a Charger, and he was going 104 and a 45, got pulled over, and he like tried to like apologize his way out of it. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just showing this guy his car. Here's my ID. Again, I'm working right now. I'm so sorry. I apologize. And then the officer runs this thing, whatever, comes back, and he's like, I need you to step out of the car. You're under arrest for reckless driving. And like the guy, he's like, really? And he goes, yeah. And the guy goes, but I said I apologize. And the cop was like, I don't give a fuck. Get out of the car. And the guy kept saying sorry, and he puts him in the car, and then the video continues. He's like putting the seatbelt on the guy in the back seat, and he's like, please, man, like I'm at work. Like, is there anything I can do? I'm so sorry. And the guy's like, dude, you're fucking old enough not to do that, and slams the door in his face, and then like walks back over to the car, and it's just some asshole. I mean, not some asshole, just some fucking guy like sitting there. Did that, and he's like, you're free to go. Like, you could, the car's getting towed, so you could either walk back or get an Uber. Dude, I would have fucking, if I was that guy, I would have called the dealership right there and be like, you better send a fucking car, and I'm getting a damn discount.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a huge fucking discount.
Oh, yeah.
100%. That guy got fired. Has to, well, I mean, it right? just happened, but he has to get fired.
Yeah. Wonder what they found on his record to arrest him for reckless driving.
Well, probably nothing, but you're going 104 and a 45.
Over. That's the cop's decision.
You're going to jail.
Yeah.
You're, no matter what, you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just a ticket. You get a ticket for going 10 over. Six times 10 over, you're going to jail, bro. I mean, I got arrested in Florida.
Really? Four? Yeah.
I was going 30 over the speed limit with no insurance and no tags. Mm. But even then, it was nuts to get like arrested. Like the whole time, I thought it was a joke. Like I literally thought it was like Beyond Scared Straight or something. We passed, because we were in the middle of nowhere, Florida, driving to Fort Walton Beach. We were passing through. We were 30 miles outside of Tallahassee, so in the middle of nowhere. So we had to drive for a little bit to get to the county jail. And like it, you know, maybe three or four exits we passed. And out loud, I was like, man, you're really committed to the whole scaring me thing. And the guy like laughed out loud, and I was like, I'm actually going to jail. Because he didn't read me my Miranda rights. So I thought that it was like a joke. I was like, oh, shit.
Well, did that help you in the long run? They didn't read you your rights?
No, so here's the thing. They don't have to read you your rights. They only have to read you your rights if it's an open investigation. So, like, if they suspect DUI, they have to read you your rights so that if they don't read it and you're in the back of the car and you go, yeah, I was drinking, they can't use that against you because they didn't read you your rights. When the guy pulled me over, I just admitted to everything. It was like, yeah, I don't have insurance. Mm. You know, I don't have registration. And so everything that he needed was, like, I had already admitted to. So there's nothing for me to say further.
Okay.
I guess unless I had murdered somebody 10 years ago and then had said that out loud, and then but that would still be unrelated to the why he arrested me, so they could still use that. It's everything in the movies isn't real.
Yeah.
They don't have to redo your rights at all.
Okay.
Unless there's a reason why they shouldn't be, like, arresting you, or if it's like if you're, like, a suspect in a murder, you know, and they're like, don't talk unless you have a lawyer.
I have such a bad, like, guilt face that, like, I hope I never get accused of murder because I just, like, I, like, close up. I have, like trauma from my, like, childhood of being, like, screamed at by my parents. You're just Italians, you know, that, like, if I were accused of something, I think my face would show that I did, even if I didn't. I'm just like, I'm the reason there are lawyers. Because you put me in a courtroom with a jury without a lawyer, even if I didn't do it, they're going to find me guilty. It's just always, like, that's just my face. It's just who I am. I've experienced this in life where people think I've done things that I haven't do. And I don't know what it is. It's just who I am, man.
That's
crazy. It really sucks.
Oh, I get out of a lot of stuff. I'm a really good actor.
Oh, okay.
A really good actor.
Now, if I ever get accused of murder, Galen did it.
No, it's also one of those things where it's like, that was a huge fear of mine, like an actual fear of mine was like, you know, because like I would like bang a chick in my car or something with like a condom, and then like, you know, I'd like fling the condom out the window and shit. And so like a big fear of mine is like some chick like walking by grabbing it, calling the cops, being like, this guy, like, who, somebody, and it's just like a random bitch just walking by, this guy is assaulting me or something, and then like now my sperm's like in the database or something. Like, my biggest fear is that like something happens, and then like or some guy who plans on raping someone just like sprays the cum all over some, like, a dead body or something, and then, you know, all of a sudden I get arrested for speeding, and then they're like, oh, you got connected with his death in Iowa. It's like, what the fuck?
That's why you gotta be careful where you leave your cup, man.
Yeah, I know.
I had that fear in college where I like came and then I like wrapped up the condom and threw it in the waste bin and then left her apartment.
Oh yeah.
And then I was like, well, I don't know this bitch.
Yeah.
Like, what if she reopens it?
Knocks herself up. That,
yeah, exactly. So I hate that. Like, that's why when I found out,
left it at you a chick's
know
house.
What Drake does.
He pours hot sauce in the condom.
Genius.
Yeah.
Dude is fucking smart. Well, also he has millions upon millions of dollars, so he has to do that.
Yeah.
Like, no one's trying also to have Drake. My fucking kids. But it's like that you don't have that fear until you do the act where it's like, oh shit, like
chicks
I
are
did
crazy,
just
bro.
Leave my cum in her trash can.
I've never left a condom at a girl's house.
No, now I don't.
Ever. I take them with me and I throw them out the window.
Even
like,
that's
while I'm driving.
Crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why throw it out the window? Because what if someone pulls over?
That's what I'm saying. I know.
Yeah.
Well,
you were
know how many
saying.
Condoms are just in parking lots and shit? I'm like, yo, I can just end someone's life by with
hey,
one
you
phone
have to
call.
Really come across a crazy fucking person for them to pick up a condom. Like, that's like, that person is.
No, but for real, like, you could just call, like if you really wanted to, you can make a, you could get a burner number or use a payphone and be like, if there's somebody, if you saw a filled up condom at like at a Walmart parking lot and be like, hey, I work at this Walmart. I saw something suspicious, screaming coming out of a car, and then now there's just this condom left. I don't know. And then they make a fucking case with this condom, you know, and they take the DNA and they put it in their profile. And if the guy has a record, the DNA pops the fuck up.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, cool. Now they're going to go, oh, you assaulted this woman in this Walmart parking lot. And then what is he going to say? Nuh-uh.
Yeah, right.
It's like, oh, there's the condom in the parking lot, and there's video footage of your car there, and you know they could pull all that stuff. You know, it's nuts. Like, if you really, and it's like, and then it would seem like there's an eyewitness. It's like, I don't know. Like, if you really want to just end someone's life, You could just make a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of eyewitnesses, this is a crazy story I heard of. Is there was this lady, she killed her husband, and then she shot herself.
Damn.
And then to make it look like it was a home invasion.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's in critical condition in the hospital from the self-inflicted wound. And then he's getting bagged and tagged. And while they're bagging and tagging him and checking the crime scene, there's a parrot in the house. And the parrot starts screaming her name and put down the gun. Don't shoot me. So the parrot's like screaming like, Brenda, put down the gun. Don't shoot me. Brenda, don't shoot. And so the parrot got traumatized because its owner, the dude, was screaming this. And the parrot, so they used it in case, and they fucking got her with it.
That's crazy.
So the parrot sold her out.
Well, that couldn't have been the only evidence. It probably was, it just pointed to her. Started piecing some other shit together. Because I saw this episode of Forensic Files where the lady murders her two kids sleeping on the couch, like stabs them to death, and then stabs herself a couple times, and then calls the cops, and then made it look like she busted out a window, knocked some shit off to make it look like a burglary gone wrong, and then they found out that it was her because the first mistake she made was she busted out the window from inside of the house.
Oh, idiot.
So the glass is like in the fucking plants outside.
Yeah.
And so like, oh, nobody, you can't.
Right.
You physically can't bust a window from the outside, the glass falling outside. And then there was just other shit, like the way these investigators like work is insane. The way the knife dropped on the ground, they from the blood splatter, they figured out it was like a 90 degree angle, which means it could only been dropped from someone who's 5'1", and so the way that they're able to just figure out the blood splatter from like what the height of which she would have dropped it, and dude, it's fucking insane.
That's crazy.
Because then she was like, she was saying that, oh, the guy was like 6'4", and they're like, oh, if the guy was 6'4", and then, you know, they run all these tests where they drop the knife from that height, the blood spatter is completely different, and then they dropped it from her height. Dude, it's fucking retarded, like how much they put in there, and it's like, if you think about it, like from a lawyer's perspective, like I would hate to be a lawyer because like I'm so competitive. I'd be like, I couldn't take a case where it's like, oh, this is, why am I showing up to this? You lost. You're going to fucking prison.
Yeah. Well, also to defend someone that's like, that's crazy, is that there are lawyers that take on those cases.
You're just going to take 6 months to lose?
They have to like defend these people. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like the Dahmer lawyer.
Yeah, right?
Like, why?
Well, what's crazy too is like if you're appointed, that's unfortunate. You have to live with that. It's your role.
How do you get appointed? Like, are you just a free agent?
You work for the city.
Oh, okay.
So you're like a court appointed attorney. So you work through the city, through the courts, and then you get assigned cases. And then I don't know what the process is of like denying it and then getting like, you have to accept it. Like, I don't know how that works, but I know there's a lot of these lawyers that have to like live with it. Like they defend a murderer, and then the murderer is found guilty, but then this person is still like, this lawyer has to like live in the community, and they get like heavily judged by the community. Be like, you defended that murderer. And it's like, yo, it's my fucking job. Like, it's how the system works. And it's a good system because the guy was found guilty, but it's like these lawyers get so fucked.
Well, even the people that get off, like Casey Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents, like, she did it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I just rewatched this.
Hers is a weird case. It truly doesn't make sense how she got off.
Like, no.
Like, it's almost like, okay, you were negligent. Maybe it was a mistake. Like, maybe it was an accidental drowning.
Sure.
But the way she handled it, like going and putting the baby in the woods at the garbage bag. How is she not found guilty for how she handled the remains?
That is
like
a crime.
That's how she should be found guilty for. Because it's like, okay, if we're going to show reasonable deniability on the drowning of the child, then you fucking, like, you have to look past that and look at how she handled it.
Yeah.
And she handled it horribly and negligently, and that there should she should have she in my eyes she should have went away for no less than 10 years.
She should have got more than that. That kid would be 18 now. Isn't that crazy? Or at least 18. Older than 18 now, because that was what?
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was after Katrina, because I remember it. I also, dude, I remember the whole George Zimmerman thing. George Zimmerman getting off. It's like, what did he just harass this black kid and then shot him to death?
That's like when it all really, that was like one of the first ones where it all kind of started building up.
That was the first like protest I remember.
Yeah.
Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the first. You know what's funny? Is like people forgot about Trayvon Martin too, because like I remember the first Halloween party I went to, and this is, you know, years after this happened, like 5 years after. I didn't realize I had to go in a costume, and so then I just had a hoodie on, and so I ran to the 7-Eleven and I got a fucking bag of Skittles. And I just had it like sticking out of my pocket. And when people asked what I was, I would tell them I was Trayvon Martin. And it would get, people would be dying laughing. Like, they're like, oh, that's hilarious. And it's like, you're just lazy and didn't get a costume, huh? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, so I'm Trayvon Martin. I would just have my hoodie on.
Bad.
But now it's like, dude, last year I went to a party, totally forgot that it was a Halloween party.
You didn't do it again.
I did it again.
Oh my God.
And literally, say 60, 70% of the people were like, who?
But that was here.
Yeah, in Austin.
I assume. Yeah, well, everyone here is a fucking idiot, man.
Yeah.
It's insane how stupid people are in Austin, Texas. How disconnected from
everybody. I love everybody in Austin, Texas that buys tickets to see me perform.
Yeah, buy tickets to see us perform, but most of the people buying to see me perform are don't even live here.
Really?
They're tourists. They're traveling through. They're passing through. They need something to do at night.
What do you think the people here are, morons?
Well, how the fuck don't you know who Trayvon Martin is? How did you forget that?
That doesn't make him a moron.
Most of them are young, so they're stupid because they're young.
College kids.
But they're also, they're inflamed with, like, just, I feel like this city, more than Los Angeles, are people obsessed with fame and, like, culture and, like, being in the cool kids clique, where it's just, like, I feel like they're not even, like, most conversations I have with people, I'm like, you're not a real human being.
You're talking about regular people. Or you're talking about like comedians.
All people, all people.
Huh?
Comedians. I don't even get me started on them.
Yeah,
I'm so sick of comedians.
Yeah, I hang out with. That's why I don't.
That's why I like this podcast so far. I thought we were going to be talking comedy, and I'm so glad we're not.
No.
Like I fucking turning into a comedy podcast. It's like who wants to listen to that anymore?
I know.
Like who is tuning into that anymore? We're so selfish to think
people do.
Yeah, other comedians, maybe. I think in the grand scheme of things, I think, like, we've been talking about a lot about heavy stuff, and I think that has more weight in the, like, actually relating to people than comedy. Like, think about, like, we're, like, under 0.01% of the general population.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just very disconnected to only talk about comedy.
Yeah, I mean, I get pretty tired of it. I don't like talking to comedy is like one of the last things I want to do, especially with like a random person. Like if I'm on like a Tinder date and they'll start talking about it, I'm like, can we not? Like I really like I'd rather talk about your job as a dental fucking assistant, which I also don't give a fuck about.
But I'm more curious to ask questions about that. Like, well, it depends on the job. Like, yeah, I don't want to talk to a dental hygienist. Like, sure. Like there's only so far deep we can go with their job. But like I'm
out here banging
Mike. I go to these dinners with my lady. I almost said her name, my lady. And we meet these people, and they have so many questions about comedy, and I don't want to talk about comedy.
No,
I want to talk about life. I want to talk about real shit. I'm just like, what am I going to tell you besides like half of the guys I perform with are mentally ill.
Yeah, I know.
The other half are not talented.
Yeah.
And all of them are getting way too many opportunities to speak publicly.
Mm.
That's what do you want to hear? It's an insane profession. I want to talk about like with the, you know, let's turn, cause we're slowly turning into comedy. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I know it was me doing that. Sorry. It was me bitching, with the Trayvon Martin thing. And I was just talking to, my girl about this it's been a while.
About Trayvon Martin.
No, we talked about them all.
Okay.
We like walked through because we started talking about George Floyd and how insane that was and the protest that came from that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It might just be because it's not getting like press or publicized. But it's been some time since officer of the law has killed a black man. No?
Like a big one, like with a video coming out. Yeah. Like
public.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's still happening.
Well,
and
it's also
just not publicizing it, or if it's really like if the officers are correcting the way they handle, the way they deal with pulling over African Americans. Which I hope is the case.
I hope that's the case.
I hope it is. I hope it's not getting just brushed under. It makes me nervous that we're not hearing about it. Because now I'm like, which way is it going? Is it just not getting the publication anymore because they're worried it's going to create more protest? And then at the same time, I worry it's because of who's in power, the president in power. Like, if Trump wins and he's in power, are we going to start hearing about officers killing black men again? Because the liberal media wants to make it look like the country's unrest because someone's in power that goes against their ways. And then we start going into so many deep wells of like conspiracy shit that just like it's either a waste of an energy or it's like it needs to be looked at.
Well, I hope they do blast someone soon because I need a new pair of shoes.
I had such a bad pair of shoes when I went marching for the George Floyd stuff.
Oh, you weren't looting?
Oh, no, I didn't loot, but I did march because I wanted to experience it and see it. And it was also COVID and I hadn't gotten out of the house in some time. So it was Los Angeles, man. I was like, and I put on these pair of green Pumas that I had, and I had them for a very long time. But I was like, those are the right shoes for this protest. I look so fucking good in those shoes.
Well, what's
such a disgusting. And then like a mile into the walk, I had blisters and I was like,
Jesus,
fuck. I was like, wrong shoes.
There are two things that one thing that I found hilarious about the George Floyd thing, or two things that I found hilarious about the George Floyd thing, like immediately, and then one thing that I find funny now. The two things was one, like the trial of Derek Chauvin was pretty funny. It's just like in my own head, just like him sitting there like with a blank face, like he's got to think, because they're like showing video footage of like people looting like in L.A. and shit like that. And it's like, to me, I think that's funny that in his head, he had to like sit there and think like, man, some kid has like a brand new pair of Jordans just because I killed some guy. Like in an indirect way. Like all these people have brand new TVs because I killed some guy. And then the second thing that I thought was hilarious that was like actually funny to me was the photo of George Floyd that everybody used was just some like random selfie he took that like they just pulled off his like some random selfie he took in like a Target parking lot. Yeah, just like up close. It's not even a good photo of the guy. And then, dude, there's like murals. There's like murals of this picture and shit like across America and like in random places and on people's T-shirts. I'm like, dude, there's that guy took that photo just like not even thinking twice about it. And now it's like on the side of a Walmart in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? I think that that's hilarious. And then the third thing that I find funny now is like people are like turning on George Floyd now.
Really?
You haven't heard this? Like now I've heard more people be like, oh, he deserved to die than you haven't seen any of this?
No.
Oh, dude. It's nuts. Even fucking like David Lucas, like he like almost got canceled talking about like how he would have killed him himself.
So why? What is the stance on this?
Well, they're saying that he's like a crackhead and had like drugs in his system and that's how he actually died. Oh, I heard some take. I forget what the fuck I was watching. But some guy said he was like, dude, Derek Chauvin was like 125 pounds. It's in the George Floyd, you know, is like 6'5", whatever. How the fuck did that guy kill that guy?
No, I'm looking this up. What is Derek Chauvin's weight?
Yeah, you gotta look up.
I think he was like 180. There's no way he's 125.
I think he was my size, bro.
No.
He wasn't that big.
Derek Chauvin is 5'9" and 140 pounds. Okay.
140.
That's still small.
Yeah, 140 is tiny. To that guy, George Floyd was huge.
George Floyd was 6'6", 223 pounds.
Yeah, and you're telling me that guy suffered. There's no way. So, like, people, I mean, this isn't my opinion or belief, but this is just what I'm seeing, like, online. And I'm like, dude, it's such a weird thing that people, like, now just turning on George Floyd.
It was still too long to have his knee on his
neck. Oh, totally. Totally. But, like, people are, like, turning on the guy. They're like, yeah, like, a crackhead. Yeah. Like, if he didn't have fentanyl in his system, he would have just lived anyway. And it's just like, oh, shit.
Which might be true.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's true. Sure. But still, the guy is on video with his knee.
The craziest thing, though, to me is that, like, that guy, like, the video's, like, what, 8 minutes long?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I'm recording this. And the guy just still, like, just, I was like, what? It was like it was almost like it was planned. Like it was like some government thing.
I think everything is, man. You telling me this, it feels scripted beyond belief. The shit they put us through,
dude. Like, have you ever been recorded in public?
No, have you?
Oh yeah. and it makes me feel so like uncomfortable. I don't know how, like, that
someone,
guy.
Someone just starts recording you.
Yeah. Well, dude, there was this one. I was doing a show in Vermont, and like before the show, we were at an apple orchard, and so I'm like, I don't know if I'm immature or what, but I saw a huge bin of apples. And I started like touching them. I was like, dude, this is fucking awesome. I've never been into a barrel of apples before. So I'm like playing with this huge, you know, it's like 7 by 7 by 7 deep. And I'm like, they're all just filled with apples. I'm like playing with them. And then all of a sudden I just, like, a flash comes on behind me and I just hear, yeah, we're live out here in Vermont. You know who it is. I'm out here. We got comedian Galen Nash. And so like, I like pull up, like, I'm still like looking away.
Did you know this person?
No. And it was just this, like, big black lady. And then in my head, I was like, I better not be being recorded right now. And so I kind of, like, slowly turn around and, like, give a side eye, like kind of like a dog would look out a window. And then, yeah, sure enough, it's this lady's just recording me. I turn around, and I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? You know, and she's like, you got something to say? Where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from Orange County, California. Can't wait for the show. And then she's like, all right, you got anything to plug? And I was like, no, well, what? I got a, yeah, it was really weird. The video is somewhere on Instagram, actually.
What the fuck?
But, like, stuff like that happens all the time when you're going on, like, the road and stuff. People, after the show, like, we'll take a picture, but, like, instead they'll just be like, oh, like, I'm going to record, say something, and then we'll screenshot, like, a photo out of it. Right. And I'm like, all right, like, that's fine. But even then, like, it's just weird because I'm like, oh, man, like, I feel like I got to put on, like, a fake type of, like, persona. I'm like, mm-hmm. Never, ever have you just run into me. I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm not that. Who the fuck does that? Like, but the second a camera comes on, that's what everybody does.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
when I was younger,
this dude had a camera on him for 8 minutes killing some guy.
Yeah.
And not once did he not think or, like, feel weird about it. That's why there's
dissociation and why he got what he got.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
To me.
That's so fucked up.
Or, like, even, like, you know, home videos. You've never been recorded in, like, a home video?
Well, home videos is different because it's family and it's, like, those are memories.
But you still don't, feel weird when your aunt puts a camera in your face when you're eating?
I grew up with, like, my grandpa had a big, giant shoulder camera.
Damn.
And he would, like, record, like, and he brought it with him everywhere on vacation stuff. So, like, he would, like, cut them up and make family, like, videos. So, for us, it was just, like, normal.
Oh.
But, like, and then I would say in my, like, 20s, I would get recognized a lot in my hometown because I would do, like, productions and stuff, like musicals and operas and stuff, and I would get recognized all the time. I would go out, and every time I went out, I would get recognized.
That's sick.
And it was cool. But this also predates, like, Instagram being huge and, like, Facebook taking over our lives. Like, this is, like, 2009 to 2011. So it was like those things weren't, like, everywhere yet. People weren't, like, I don't think stories existed yet.
Right.
So people, like, wouldn't record me, but they would be like, they would say my character's name. They'd be like, Maurice. I'd be like, hey. They'd be like, you were so good. I'd be like, thank you. And it felt good.
Right.
And I haven't had that. I got recognized at Eeyore's birthday, which was really cool. Nice. We're doing the egg toss, and this girl next to me was like, you're a comedian, right? And I was like, yeah. She's like, I saw you, like, a year ago playing music and doing, like, comedy with the guitar. I was like, she's like, that was amazing. I was like, thank you. Like, that felt really good. But I haven't had anyone ever pull their phone out or, like, start recording me.
Really?
Yeah. And I worry about that day if it comes, because I truly do love being invisible. I love, like, not, like, I want to be, it's such a weird, because, like, it's keeping me, I think, from really, like, pushing myself to get fame, to get the career, because I love my anonymity. I love existing and going out to places and not having people bother me.
Really?
I don't know. I liked it when before the way media is now. Now it's just like, bro, I don't want to be dragged through the mud. You see, fame comes at a cost, man. Anyone who gets big, there's negativity that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be judged.
Yeah.
Heavily. And I don't know if I have the fucking spine for that judgment.
I think it's all funny. Like, when I had that video go over a million, I did a podcast in New York and I had a 30-second snippet of a story that I told about how I accidentally got sucked off by a trans person on a Tinder date. And I told, it's like a 15-minute long story. They cut this 15-minute long story down into a 30-second clip. and put it on, and it blew up, went over a million, and there's, you know, just thousands of comments just calling me gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just a thousand different variations of calling me gay, and I read all of them. And I, like, some of them were pretty funny, and then some of them I was like, man, why'd you didn't have to type this. you're on your couch watching the Mets game,
yeah,
and you threw this on, you threw this comment on, all right. But, like, you know, but
yeah, see, I'm not ready for that.
But I don't think about it anymore. I didn't think about it. I thought about it back then for, like, maybe a day. Now I don't even remember what any of them said. I think one of them was, like, Batman couldn't beat this information. And just generic shit. Mm. Just, like, you know, you could see in any comment section.
Well, I guess it wouldn't bother me if it's not true. Like, they can believe that I'm gay. Because it's like, okay, whatever. That's just what you think. There's a story about that. But I think the stuff that would bother me, it's, like, stuff that's true to me that I don't like having public. Like, if they're catching, like, I don't know what.
Like, if somebody commented on your video, like, fucking fat ass or something like
that. Well, I know I'm fat. Like, I know I'm fat.
Well, you just said if it's true, you don't want people commenting on it.
Yeah, but I guess if it's, like, if they're, like, this dude's unhealthy. Like, he sits on his couch at night and probably eats chips and fucking his tits are sagging on his chest. Like, if they get hyper-specific with me being fat, then that would hurt me. Because then it's like, man, I gotta get my shit together. I gotta start working out more.
Have you always been big?
Mm-hmm. Not, like, as a child. I wasn't a big child. It was, like, around puberty,
really?
I started putting on the weight.
Yeah. Was it because you were just munching, or just, like, genetic?
Genetic and unhealthy choices. My weight fluctuates. Like, I go, like, I get, like, really, I blow up, and then I, like, drop down. But I don't, like, get, like, skinny.
Right.
Then I, like, put it back on, and then, yeah.
And that's just with, like, the seasons? You're not, like, working out or anything?
No, like, it's, though, my working out comes in seasons.
Oh.
Okay. I'll, like, get to a certain weight, and then I'll get comfortable and start slacking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's so funny, we have a scale in the bathroom. It's mostly for Mike, but every once in a while, I'll throw myself on there, and I don't gain a half pound. I weigh 133 and a half. It's the same weight I weighed in high school. I've never, and that was 10 years ago.
Keep doing you then, man.
Did I eat like a motherfucker? I'll eat a whole pizza in one sitting. Like,
keep
it makes no sense.
If it ain't hurting you physically, like, if your shits are good, then keep doing you, man.
Yeah, but I feel like it's going to, like, my fear is that, like, just one day it's going to come crashing down, and then it's going to be too late.
No, you'll catch it. Once you see it hit 134, 134.5, then nip it in the butt,
like,
immediately.
Oh, shit, no more crawfish.
Yeah, right. Well, crawfish has protein, bro. You know, is crawfish season over yet?
No, it ends at the end of this month.
I gotta get some. I haven't had
Shoal Creek.
Yet. Yeah, I should go.
Shoal Creek.
Bro, you know, fuck Shoal Creek.
Why?
3 pounds, and they brought it to me. I'm like, that's not 3 pounds.
Yeah, they are kind of skimpy.
And
over
I was
there.
Like, are you including the corn and potatoes in the sausage in your poundage? This bullshit, man. I was like, that ain't 3 pounds of crawfish.
I thought you said you hadn't got it this.
That was
that
last year.
Yeah. Well, and it's also their prices, like, fluctuate, dude. Yeah. Here's why I like Shoal Creek, and there's a server there. Her name's Jenna, and I would totally fuck her, but I don't know. She's one of those where I'm like, I feel like she's had it. She's either been single for years, or she's been in a long-term relationship for like 10 years. Like, there's no in between. She's like one of those chicks where it's like her body type is like, oh, I don't think she's been working out, but she could be also. Like, I don't know. I can't describe it. I clearly like this woman.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But I've been going once or twice a week to Shoal Creek, to the point where they know my order, and they bring me a beer before I even, like, they bring me my beer before I even, like, order.
That's
because it's like right over here, so I'll walk my dog there and have, like, lunch there, and then walk back with my dog. But I was going there for a solid month. I've probably frequented 9-10 times, and I was getting a pound of crawfish, adding a few potatoes, adding a corn, adding a sausage, adding the boiled juice, and adding a couple butters, right? And then my total would come out to be like 33 something. Dude, I go, and then she's not there, and I have this guy, and he's like, oh, do you want to just do the lunch special? And I was like, what's the lunch special? And he goes, oh, you get a pound and a half of crawfish plus a corn, a potato, and a sausage for $18. I was like, you're telling me I could have just been getting this the entire fucking time, and it would have been half the price of what I was paying for less? And then I was like, yeah, I don't know why she didn't tell you that. And I was like, and then that's when it came crashing down. I was like, oh, she just doesn't like me.
Oh, fuck this bitch.
I know, but I was like, nobody told me.
That's the lunch special?
You could get it any time of day, too.
Anytime
that's what's fucked up about it. Any time of day. $18, a pound and a half, one, one, and one. $18, which is still, you know,
it's a little pricey for a crawfish.
For crawfish, yeah. It's expensive, but it's pretty good crawfish.
Yeah, it wasn't
really
bad.
Shoal Creek hasn't really disappointed once. Once it came out and it was like cold, and I was like, "All right, guys," and I sent it back. I was like, "Nah, fuck this. I'm not paying this premium ass pricing.
Right,
and some weak ass shit." But I went to a crawfish boil yesterday, like a house party. And the guy bought like 90 pounds, had it shipped overnight from Louisiana. Oh, it was fucking fire. And they just dumped it out on this big-ass table. It was like my first time ever doing something like that. And we all just stood around the table, just like all eating out of it. I was like, dude, this is fucking sick.
That's
awesome. I felt like a...
Did you guys like throw in?
Yeah. I Venmo'd the guy. And everybody, yeah, he was like just asking for like $10. I sent him like 15.
That's a great deal.
Oh,
I haven't been invited to one this year.
That was the first one.
Creek usually does one. They haven't done one this year.
They do usually do one, huh?
Yeah, they didn't do it this year.
That's weird.
I was bummed. Clay crushes it, man.
Because he's from Louisiana.
Dude understands crawfish, man. I've had his etouffee before. It's incredible.
Really?
Yeah, he crushes it, man. This guy's recipes are out of this world. I was a little bummed. Last year he made an etouffee and he put weed in it. So I got like really fucking high and I was like, dude, it didn't need...
Weed.
The weed butter.
Yeah.
Like, just let's smoke a joint and then we can eat. Like, I don't want to.
Whenever he does bring food, I have to ask because I don't do the marijuana anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No. I haven't smoked in like 2 years. The last time I smoked.
Wow.
Last time I smoked was after a show with some guy. Yeah, I just stopped. I just drink now. I was just, dude, and I'll still get, like, randomly, I'll just get, like, paranoid. And it's weird because it'll be, like, it's so funny because, like, I'll do a, like, before that show that we did where you went on after me at Sunset, which was a fire show. It was an amazing show. Before my set, I was in the bathroom throwing up because I was, like, I wasn't having, like, stage fright or anything. I don't get scared to go on stage. But for whatever reason, I was just like, I don't feel good, and I started throwing up. I don't know if it's anxiety, but, like, I don't think it's anxiety because, like, in my head, I wasn't like, oh, like, what if I bomb? Like, it wasn't like that, but it was just like I just, like, felt queasy, and I just started throwing up. Went up, had a great set, came off stage. It was like it never happened, and I was just like, it's just very weird. It's a new thing, but it hasn't happened the last, you know, 20 times I've been on stage. It was just, like, a weird... 3 week. I think I was just having like anxiety, like from alcohol. I think I was just drinking too hard.
Yeah, possibly.
I think that I should have just, because I took a week break from drinking and now I'm like back to normal again. And I think that was.
If I eat too close to a set, sometimes it'll happen.
You'll throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Happened once when I was doing this musical, and I went and I threw up and I had spicy pad Thai for lunch.
Oh shit!
And that was just like, I'm like, I'm such a fucking idiot. My throat was on fire. And I was like, I have to go out there and sing in like 10 minutes. I'm like, this is a nightmare.
How long you been singing? Because you could do like crazy ass opera shit, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess since, like 15, 17 years.
How old are you?
33.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Almost done.
What, with being alive? It's... I don't know. That's like,
it was actually fun. I did the math today in my head. I'm 33 in 1 month today.
Nice.
Which means I am. So what is it? It's 123, 60, 396. I'm 397 months old.
397 months old.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So in 3 months, I will be alive for 400 months.
That's pretty crazy. What's even crazier is if you reverse it, you're like the average person only lives to like what, 72? It's like you're pretty much, you're almost halfway there. That's if you live to average expectancy.
Yeah, which way I've treated my body, I'm probably past halfway of my life.
Like, isn't that weird to think about?
No, I'm cool with it, dude.
Oh, yeah, you were saying that.
I'm cool with it. Like, whatever, man. I hope, I don't
think. You say that now, but if you got diagnosed with cancer tomorrow.
If I had kids, it'd be different. If I don't have kids, so I don't care. Like, I don't have anything I need to keep going for.
You know what?
Like, if I found out tomorrow that she was pregnant, I'd be like, all right, I got to get my shit together. I'd probably stop doing comedy so much. I'd probably go back to nursing, or I'd go back to school and get, like, something for, like, a con. I'd be realistic about life, because I'm like, bro, you're having kids, you need to have money. I'm not going to be one of these broke-ass comedians that works a day job serving food, raising kids. I'm not doing that. I'm not putting my kids through that. I'm going to buckle the fuck down. Like, fuck my dreams. It's about the kids now.
Are you planning on having kids? Is that why you're bringing this up?
It's, I don't wear protection, but we're not planning it.
Is she, like, does she have anything?
What do you mean?
Like, she doesn't have, like an IUD or...
Mm-mm.
Oh, so you're having a kid.
We'll see. We'll see if it happens.
Well, you just got such a low T count. You don't. You're just.
I think so. I think, bro. I've never worn a condom, and I'm 33. I've never gotten a chick pregnant.
You've never worn a condom?
Yeah. I think
what do you mean?
I usually take them off, or it's just like they don't stay on, or.
You better clarify that it's an accident.
What do you mean?
That's a crime.
Well, no, they know.
Okay.
Like it's not like. Yeah,
you scared me here, pal.
I'm also not coming in chicks. Like they're like pull out, and I was like, yeah, of course. So either I am the best at the pull out game, or I
the coach.
There's one girl that like I could. There's hypothetically one kid I could have because it was a one night stand. It was the night before my grandpa's funeral. I went out and I got drunk at the bar. This girl was there, and she's like, "You want to come back?" I was like, yeah. So
she walked up to you and said that.
Well, we were talking.
Oh, okay.
She didn't like come up and be like, hey.
Yeah, like, no. I've had that happen before.
I have not. I'm not that good looking. I have to talk to them a little bit before they say that. So we went back to her trailer. And okay. Yeah, this is in Michigan.
Is it off 8 Mile?
No, this was 16 Mile. So double.
Is that
down.
Close? Or is that
it's
actually
8 miles from 8 Mile?
It's 8 miles. So every really,
mile road. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And then we hooked up. I was like, are you cool with this? And she's like, yeah, come deep inside of me. Yeah. And I did. And then I don't even know her name.
Jeez.
She doesn't know my name. I know where the trailer park is, but I always make jokes.
Trailer park girls get knocked up, bro.
Yeah. So I always make jokes that little Rodrigo is running around. He'd be 8 right now, 8 or 9, if he exists. I have an 8 or 9 year old out there somewhere.
Do you hope
if
that?
She got part of me does.
That'd be pretty funny.
A part of me does.
That
part
phone
of,
call
like
would
a
be
little
great.
Part of me is like, man, I hope I got a little trailer park kid out there.
That's so funny. Well, there's I don't know. I'll come in girls if they're like really hot. But most of the time, like most of the time I wear a condom though, because I'm like I'm banging chicks off like Tinder and shit. Or if like bang a girl it honestly just depends on the situation, like girl to girl. And if if they want me to wear a condom, then I wear a condom. If they don't want me to wear a condom and they're hot enough, I just won't. And then, sometimes I'll ask them if they're on anything and shit like that. And then like sometimes you could just come in them. But there was this girl, and she was the hottest girl I've ever had sex with in my entire life. This was a couple months ago. She was some sorority chick at UT. Her name is, I'm not going to say her name. I'm in love with this girl. She was so hot. But she wanted to wear a condom. So I was wearing a condom. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm wearing a condom. I can just fucking come in the condom. And then, I came and the condom had totally broken. And so I just fucking ripped like a fat ass load in this chick. And I was like, oh shit. And then she was like freaking out about it. And I was like, it's not a big deal. I'll just go, buy the damn Plan B pill. Like, it's not like you're not guaranteed pregnant. You take this pill and you're fucking fine. And she took the pill and that was it. I haven't talked to her since. But like, it was like, oh shit. Like, part of me is like, oh, I hope she got pregnant. That'd be so cool. To like,
you give her a vitamin B instead of a Plan B. Like, man, this will take care of it.
No, I gave it to her in the car. It was like 2 a.m. I gave it to her, and she's like, "Ooh, the name brand one." And I was like, "What the fuck? So you're a whore?"
I think we have the knockoff ones at home.
Really?
Yeah, we have the generic.
Oh, I get the first step with the logo.
Yeah,
I think ours is weird that it's called that. Yeah. It was also scary because this girl was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, like, that's who you want to get pregnant. You want your kids to have a good chance. Yeah. This chick at the trailer park, I'm pretty sure she was missing a couple teeth.
That's why it was so good.
Yeah.
But no, I don't care about what the kid looks like. I'm talking about, I want her to want to fuck me again. I'm trying to lock that down. Her to be like, oh, well, I guess we're married now. I was like, fine by me. I don't give a fuck.
Isn't that, have you seen that movie Knocked Up?
Yes.
Isn't that such an insane fucking premise? An idea, like in a real world situation scenario, she's getting an abortion.
Yeah,
a California girl who works for television, who just got a promotion to be in front of camera, and just some random guy she met at the bar.
Some stoner asshole.
Like, she's getting an abortion. Like, yeah. There's no world. Like, it doesn't justify. I watched it again recently. That movie is retarded. It doesn't make any sense why she keeps the kid. She doesn't use God as a reason. She doesn't justify it with, like, Christianity or, like, oh, this is, like, sinful. That she just goes, oh, I think it's meant to. It's right. This is meant to. No. No woman thinks like that. They're way smarter than that.
Yeah.
They make her fucking retarded in that movie. And yeah. Then he, in that movie, is insane. He's crazy. Some of the shit he says and does is out of this world. I used to love that movie. Now I look at it like this is a fucking fantasy. And one that is beyond belief fantasy. Like, that movie's not real in any sense of the world.
I have to rewatch it. It's been a while.
Oh, it's crazy.
I've never even had, like, a pregnancy scare.
Hmm.
Like, I mean, I have, but it's like, oh, she's a week late. But it's like, yeah. Oh, who, whatever, you know, right. Chicks are late, you know, whatever. But it's like, I've never had one where it's like, oh, I haven't had my period in 3 months. Or I've never had one
where
it's like.
We had one like that.
3 months.
It was like 2 months. And then it was like that scene from Carrie.
It was like, I haven't seen
it. Just blood falling down.
Jesus. You watched it happen?
Well, I was under her. I was like. It's like, let me take a look, and then it's
well, yeah, so it's like that's I think what I do have anxiety about is stuff that's like not real. So like if I had a kid, I'd be like, that's not real. Like in my head, I'd be like, oh, so yeah. I came in you and now you cooked this kid in your stomach and this kid's related to me and now I have this obligation to fulfill legally because of this thing that happens organically. What is organic? What is life? And then I'd start freaking out about like humanity and shit like that. That's the main stuff. Whenever I have like a panic attack, like I've had a panic attack on stage twice, and like it never, I switch into autopilot and I'll just tell just old shit on autopilot while I'm in my own head trying to be like, you're an idiot. You're fine. Don't fucking, that's the dumbest thought you've ever had. Like stuff like that. When really it's not. Like I had one where I was looking like it was, there was like 200 people and then it's almost like the crowd. Like my eyes like zoomed out and I was like, oh, all of these people have their own lives. They're someone's son. Like they're going to go home to their own lives. Statistically, some of these people are rapists and stuff like that. And so it's just like you don't think. And so it's like weird. And then sometimes my mind just starts racing and it's hard for me to keep track. And then my heart starts pounding. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, and so then my hands start tingling. And so it's very weird. But I'm not thinking, that's where I'm not just like, oh, I'm scared of the moment. I hope I don't bomb. Like, I'll be like, I'm scared of like reality where I'm like, oh shit, this guy could, what if this guy just walked up and socked me in the face or this somebody in here could shoot me and stuff like that. So it's stuff like that where I'm not like, but I'm not like, comedically, I'm not like, oh, I'm so scared to perform. Where it's like people, I know people that are like intimidated to perform, and it's not that. I'm literally just like, oh, what if this guy
you're
assaults
like existential
me?
Existential crises.
Yeah,
in the middle of your performing. Have you ever thought about just sharing that with the crowd?
Just
to get it out of your head.
I did.
So you're not on autopilot.
I did when I couldn't shake it, because then
how'd that go?
They thought it was part of my act.
Okay.
Like they thought it was part of it. But like it fucking wasn't. Like I was like legit. There was twice, once, and they were both at the Comedy Zones. Once I had Mike with me and we were in Florida and I legit almost had to like call. I saw him in the back. I almost
Was it you who had to get off stage halfway through your set and then you came back and finished?
No. So I almost did. The story is I almost did. And that's this. Yeah. It was this time where
I think you told me.
I was like, yo, Mike. Like, and he was like, yeah. And I kind of like was just like looking at him again. And then because I was freaking the fuck out. I had like a woman had done like something weird. And then in the back of my head, when I was telling a joke, I was like, why would she do that? Like it was just, I don't remember what the fuck it even was. That's how quickly my mind can like slip away from me. And I was like, yeah, I just started having like an existential crisis. Had nothing to do with like anything. I think I was just too drunk or something and my mind just started racing and I couldn't get back on track, which then in turn I feel like I'm not grounded and I just like it just I'm like, oh, I don't want to even be doing this right now. Yeah. Like it's type of thing like that. And so I was like, I almost had to like run to the bathroom and be like I literally was like, yo man, Mike, I gotta take a shit. was like his cue to like, oh man, if I fucking just hop off stage, you got to get the fuck up here. Like, because I'm like, we're still being paid to like be here.
Yeah.
But I've never left the stage in the middle. I've only had a panic attack twice. And then the other one was at the Comedy Zone in Harrisburg. And it was with Brandon. And Brandon knew about that thing in Florida too. And so he was like, I started having like, and so out loud, I'm like, oh, I'm like having a panic attack right now. I was like, you guys ever, because I switched into autopilot mode. And then it just like, both my hands started tingling. And I started like, just, I was like, oh man, I might be like having a heart attack or something. So I started like, yeah, I started like freaking out about that. And so then I like, once Shit. My hands started tingling, my mind started focusing on that and there was no more autopilot. And so like, I told a joke backwards, like, and I was like, oh, I'm like broken right now. But what was crazy is my set was, I'm doing an hour. This happened like 30 minutes in. I was killing. I was having a great set. And then even the whole time I was like freaking out, they thought it was hilarious. And I was like, which almost made it worse. Like,
like Black Mirror.
So shit. Like, I took my hoodie off. Tossed it to the side of the stage. And then the hands totally went away. And I was just riffing about, you know, panic attacks. And they thought it was funny, which was very weird. I have the full video. Brandon brought his 4K camera, so I have the full video on set. I might look at it and see if it's worth posting or something, because it is very funny that they thought it was cool. But yeah, after I got back on track, and it also worked out because now I have there was 3 shows that weekend, and I only brought 1 set of clothes, like one hoodie, and so 2 of the sets I'm wearing the hoodie, and then this 3rd set I have clips of me not wearing it, so I'm like, oh cool, it just looks like a different thing. But yeah, I talked to Brandon after and he's like, dude, I thought I was gonna have to come up there like if you ran off stage or something, because it was like, I legit thought I was like about to die. But that's only happened twice ever out of, you know, the thousands of sets I've done, and so it's very rare. And I don't know what, like, there's nothing I could pinpoint that's like, oh, if I shouldn't eat before a set, I shouldn't do whatever. And then that was the first set that night. And then there was a late show in between those sets. I was in the bathroom throwing up into like 10 minutes into Brandon's set. I was still throwing up in the bathroom, and I had like food poisoning. I had bar spaghetti like before the show, which is why I started getting the tingling, because it was the food poisoning coming on. So it wasn't the fucking.
You ordered bar spaghetti.
I had a free tab. I was like, how bad could it be?
Oh, you never get the spaghetti at the bar.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, because you don't know what that sauce is, man. That's the thing that
could have been sitting out for days.
Oh, for sure. Always just get the chicken tenders
at a bar.
Yeah,
right. It's fried. You deep fry it.
It'll kill everything in it. Yeah, it's usually already frozen Tyson nonsense food. Like, oh,
there was this guy there, like with a heavy New York accent, who was in the bathroom while I was throwing up. Like, I was throwing up. It was food poisoning so bad that I couldn't even make it to a toilet. I was throwing up with a trash can in the corner by the door. And this guy was taking a piss in the urinal, and he like did a double take. Like, he looked at me, looked back at the wall he was pissing in front of, looked back at me, and he was like, "Hey, he's like, aren't you the guy?" And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Aren't you the guy?" I was, for the show, and I was like, "Oh yeah, that's me." And I thought he was gonna say something like nice, but he goes, "Well, I paid to be here, so you better still go up, motherfucker." And I was like, yo, all right. And I was like, yeah, I plan on it. And he goes, all right, then. And he buckles up his fucking thing, zips up his fly, walks into the room. And then, you know, I still go up.
Doesn't wash his hands.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Once I got rid of the, once I got all of it out of my system, it was done. You know, I went and got another beer, went up, had my set, had a great set. And then after the show, the guy came out and he was like, it was so funny because he was like, see, I told you could do it.
I was like, no, I know
that's
you
not what you said.
That's not what you fucking said.
But in his head,
shit.
His New York ass.
Yeah, that's saying
that's
you
what he
can
said.
Do it to him. Yeah,
yeah. Right. It was, you better still go up there, motherfuckers. Him being like, it was like, you got this. Like, I guess that's just his. You know, he was like just a tough dad.
Yeah,
the,
right.
Walk it
I
off.
Paid to fucking be here.
I so paid to be here, motherfucker. Thing. I can't do a New York accent, but it was like thick, and I was like, oh, dude, that's hilarious.
Do you do any accents? You got any accents under your belt?
I could do a southern accent a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like weird to like turn it on. Like if I hear an accent, I can mimic the accent, but I can't just be like, howdy y'all, or like
I absorb accents if I'm not careful.
Really?
Yeah. If I'm in a group
what's
of people.
What's that called?
Retardation.
Something switching, code switching.
I think it's like survival instinct. to like feel like you belong, because I don't know why I do it.
I feel the same way. If I'm on the phone talking to someone like at work and they call and they're like, hey, man, let me get a number 9. Hold the chase. And they sound like that. And I'll sort of, yeah, so you want a number 9? And so I'll just like, yeah, you're right. It does happen. Yeah. And I'll catch myself doing it. And I'm like, that's weird. I say y'all. I don't say y'all when I'm here at the house. But if I'm out, I'll be like, oh, how y'all doing?
Texas has changed. I call people Bubba now.
No. Yeah. That's a black thing, though.
No, Bubba?
Yeah, I've only been called Bubba
like
by black dudes.
I heard it's like an affectionate thing. Like,
we have 4 black people.
Oh, okay.
That's not black to black. But
like, I thought it was a big guy thing. So I thought people were calling it to me because I'm fat. But then Dean told me, he's like, no, man, it's just like something people say. It's like a nice, like...
Bubba?
Bubba.
The black dude at Shoal Creek calls me Bubba. And so I'm like, that's the only case. So I'm like, oh, that's a black thing, isn't it? Just because the one black guy says it. You could totally be right.
There's another word black people call me that I love to say. And it's brother. And I feel like I slip out with brother sometimes to black people.
With a hard R?
Yeah, and I wonder how they feel it. Like I say it to them, and I say it because it's just like, I call everyone brother. I even call my mom brother.
You say brother like that? Like brother. For real? Like, what's up, brother?
Like,
how's it going, brother?
Not brother. Brother.
You say brother?
Yeah.
That's wild. I feel like you would, like, if you said that to me, I feel like you'd be, like, talking down to me.
See, and that's what I'm worried, is that people are hearing it, like negatively.
Like, I don't think it's, like, demeaning. I don't think it's quite demeaning, but you're like, not brother, huh? Like brother sounds equal. Brother is, like brother. My little brother, you
What's
know?
Up, brother? Yeah.
Brother, how's it going,
well,
brother?
Well, for me, when I hear brother, I don't think of black people or, like, demeaning, like, younger or older. I'm thinking of one person. That's Hulk Hogan. I'm thinking of Hulk Hogan when I say brother. Like, what's up, brother? Like, that's where my mind goes. So for me, it's affectionate. It's like theatrical if I call you brother. But I can see on some people's faces that I'm like, oh, they didn't like that.
Really?
Yeah.
There was one time. I call people brother. I'll say bro or dude. I call chicks brother, or I mean not brother, bro or dude.
Yeah, I use dudes for women all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hug any chicks. Like, I'm talking about like female comedians. Like, when I pull up, it's fist bumps only. Like, I don't hug people. I'm like, I don't want people to anything.
Yeah, not
anything.
In this industry.
I'm not trying to think. I don't want you to think I'm trying to fuck you. Like, I'm fist bumps only.
Yeah, I go out of my way to people think that I don't want to fuck them.
Yeah, I'm fist bump only. Yeah. I'm. This is what it is.
I'll ignore you. The other day, I walked into the creek in the cave, and this girl at the bar, she tried to like stop me to say hi to me. And she's not a comedian, but she's like in the circles of comedians.
Right.
And she tried to get my attention. And I was just like walking past her. Because first off, like she's been a lot lately. And I'm like, dude, I'm in a relationship. And you know my girlfriend. But then like she tried to like stop me. And she just straight up grabbed my boob.
Damn.
And I wanted to be like, can you not touch me? Like, I wanted to make a scene. Because I'm like, if I was a chick and you were a dude, like this would be a big fucking deal.
Oh,
but,
dude.
But no, because you're a hot chick and I'm a guy. Like, I can't say anything.
I have the craziest one of that. I was hosting Comedy Juice at the Irvine Improv, and this female comic, her name is Angelina Spicer.
Oh, we're blasting her?
Oh, I'm blasting her. It was weird, and I think that she thought it was funny, but it was fucking weird. Dude, I bring her out. And it was also funny, so when this happened, I was 4 months into comedy. I was only 4 months in. And so Asif Ali was on the show, and this dude's fucking hilarious. And he's you know, he's pretty big now. And we're in the green room, and this is my first time hosting a damn thing. And so I'm in the green room too, and I was like, oh, so it's so funny. I literally asked him, I was like, oh, like when I bring you up, you want me to shake your hand or you want me to like fist bump you? Which is like, you don't ask. And so he just kind of laughed, and he's like, he's like, we'll just play it by ear, man. And I was like, all right. And so I was like nervous. I was like, oh shit. Like, not only did I like, I better not fuck up the show, cause I'm already just fucking up in the green room. You know, now this guy thinks I'm a chump. It's like, oh, you want me to, do we fist bump? Or like, I literally asked him, and he like literally looked me in the face. It was like, laughed in my face.
Oh, young boy.
And so I bring her out, and you know, I go to like shake her hand, and she like grabs my hand, pulls me in, and there's like 400 people, and she like starts humping me on the stage in front of all these people and going like, woo, like with her hand out. It was fucking crazy. And then I kind of like turn around
And like I looked, there's videos of it. It was because my like I had friends there. They were like, "You just my I'm 3-4 months into comedy. Like, oh, this is the shit." You know, like, oh shit, he's really doing it. Like, you know, people, you know, 4 months in of like doing open mics, and people are like, oh, whatever, go fuck yourself. But then, you know, I was like, hey, come to this show. There should be like 400 people there. And then people showed up. People were recording a lot of it. And so I don't know. It's probably in my camera roll. Yeah, she just humped me 3 or 4 times, went and grabbed the mic. And I like kind of stayed on the stage and kind of looked around. And I was like, what the fuck? And everybody after the show, they were like, was that planned? Was like part of it? And I was like, fuck no, that was fucking weird. And that I've never thought about it since. But I was, can you imagine? Like, I totally forgot about it.
Other way around?
Now. Dude, if I did that to her?
Oh, insane.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I would never get booked again. Mm-hmm.
I have a story like that here in Austin. And I'm tempted, now that we're, like, in it, to say her fucking name.
Say it. Who cares?
But in the original Sunset Strip, when it was the Sunset Room, when Adam was still around and he had that RV out back.
Oh, yeah.
I was standing back there one night, and this female comic, who's big in the scene now, she's huge in the scene, fucking came in there and she was like schmoozing, you know, of course, because this is her move. She schmoozes. She thinks you have something, she'll schmooze with you. She fucking starts like getting, she's drunk, mind you. And I don't do well with like physical contact.
Right.
And she starts literally like sticking her tongue on my neck and down my ear, my what? Left ear. And I'm just like, I'm frozen because I'm like, I don't know how to act because I don't know if I like, well, one, like, I don't want to reciprocate and then be like, oh, she's drunk. But it's like, I'm also like, as a guy, I'm just like, of course, like, this is like, you know how to play me.
Right.
But also you're making me extremely uncomfortable. There's other people around. So they saw it. And then like, I told people about it, like friends and my roommate and stuff. And most of them were like, oh, that's awesome. Like, that's fucking great. Oh, she did that. And like deep down, I was like, oh, it sucked.
Yeah,
it was awful because I didn't know what to do in that situation. And then I hear words like months later, she got drunk again and she did it to one of my friends. And he's a big comic now in this scene, like blown up. And it's like one of those things where it's like there's no like no world where I would have done that to her.
Right.
And it be forgiven.
Right. It is just very weird.
I won't say her name. I really want to right now.
I'll ask you after.
Out of all the people that have been put on blast lately, I will say this. I'll leave a little Easter egg.
I know who it is.
She's one of the people that Ty Rivera put on blast.
Yeah.
And I refuse to be Ty Rivera. I refuse to be that. I'm not going to put people on blast with their names. We can square it face to face if she wants to. But she did make me feel extremely uncomfortable with that experience.
You think she even remembers it?
I don't know.
Probably not. I mean, that had to be what, 3 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago? Yeah. I don't know. There's stuff.
Well, she found the right ear, so.
This guy. Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like, you know, yeah, like it sounds awesome, but then I've had that where it's like, I've had times where if I don't want to like have sex or if I don't want to like fuck someone or if I don't want to do whatever, I'll just be like, it does become weird. It does become weird. I'm like, all right, I don't want to. If it's someone that I've like wanted to fuck or like I want to fuck or if I'm like horny and they like come onto me, that's awesome. Like I've had it happen at a bar. It's like, all right, cool. That's awesome. This is like a mutual thing. I was checking you out. You were checking me out. We talked for a little bit. It's a mutual thing. But if some chick, like if I was playing pool, like at sidebar, like real talk, if I was in the middle of a game and some chick, if it doesn't matter if she's hot or not, came up to me and sort of like just grabbed my dick or something or like tried to like come on to me, I'd be like, get the fuck off me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing something right now.
Yeah.
The fuck
also,
off
who
me.
Who are you? Like, you don't, you, oh, you own me? Like, you own my physical space, an entity? You think you just have the right to grab this?
Well, I don't know about that part. Oh, I'd be more pissed. I'm trying to finish the game.
That's funny. For me, it's like you're crossing my fucking space.
Really?
You're in my world.
I had one where there was this girl that I was hooking up with for a while. It was just like a friends with benefits thing, and we were in my car, and she was just, you know, she was like sucking my dick or whatever, and then she like popped up. She was like, "All right, let's fuck," and I was like, "You know what? I really don't feel like fucking right now. I just kind of want to go home." And she was like, "No, you have to fuck me right now." And I was like, "And I was like, no, I really don't." And then she was like, "All right, well, if you don't fuck me right now, like you're never gonna see me again." And she thought that was gonna like do something, and I was like, "All right," and I just turned the fucking car on, dropped her off, and never saw her again.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this, dude. I don't want to. I'm not doing shit that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
That's also one of those things where if somebody tries to like give me like an ultimatum, yeah, I'm so stubborn that. Where I'm mm-hmm. like, even if it's something that I would want,
yeah,
I'm like, nah.
See, I would get, I there was one chick in LA that dicked me around like that. Then I like would, I would jump to the ultimatums. But there was one time, and this is the last time we hooked up. She like messaged me at like 3 a.m. and I was like, yeah, let's do it. And I like came over and then we did our whole, we did the whole like the role playing stuff. Like, let's, the guy cook you dinner, yada, yada. We watched some TV together. And
you
then
cooked the dinner at 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, come over and cook for me. I was like, well, I'll get laid if I do this. So I went, I went and did it. But I was just like, at that point, I was just like over it because I just could tell she didn't like I would like cook like these crazy meals. And then like, so I'd spend a decent amount of money on the groceries and stuff, which was tough in LA because like rent was so expensive.
Right.
And then I would go to leave and I would like, I wanted to be like, can I get a Tupperware to bring some of this food home with me? And then of course I wouldn't because I was like, I'm not going to do that. But then I would just like leave all this food at her fucking place. And I was like, I'm not only like fucking this chick, I'm like also like feeding her. Like yeah. I'm like buying her groceries, which is insane. It was like such a bitch situation. But the last time we hooked up, she's doggy style and we're hooking up. We had just got finished watching The Office, so it was still on the TV. And I was like kind of happy because I love that show. I was like, I've never fucked with The Office on before. And I'm like fucking her. I'm like going and I look at the TV and Jim does one of his faces like at the camera. And I was like, and I did it back at him. I did like the Jim face back at him. Like I was like, yeah, we're fucking right. Like,
mm-hmm.
like smirked back at the screen. And I like almost made myself laugh out loud as her face was just drilled into a pillow.
That's funny. Anyway, we've been rolling for an hour and a half.
Have we?
Over an hour and a half. Yeah. Wow. It's been a ton of fun. That was a fast ass conversation. That was a fast hour and a half. Actually,
we covered a lot.
I think there's going to be a fantastic listen for the listeners. Thank you for doing the podcast. I leave the final minute of the podcast to the guest to say whatever, plug whatever, any final parting words of wisdom you might have in case people are listening after you're deceased. This next minute is all you.
Okay. Well, if you want to follow me on social media, let's get that way on top. David Ocento on Instagram. Yeah. Shout out. Say what's up. Let me know who you are if you're actually listening. Love to meet the fans, not face to face, but on social media. It's wonderful. And, you know, and then if you see me in public, feel free to just give me a big kiss on the cheek because obviously that's what I like. And hey, if you are still listening at this point in the podcast, which I hope you are, know that life is it's a lot. And if you're struggling, don't burden anyone with telling them about it. just suck it up and get through it because it's not for everyone and it's for some people and it could be worse. And hey, if you're thinking of killing yourself, don't. Just this is my advice to people who want to kill themselves. This is what I tell myself because I've thought about it. Is if you're thinking about killing yourself, don't kill yourself. Because why would you want to kill yourself when you could just let life get really, really awful? Just and make an art of it. Like start laughing at all the horrible shit. Like it keeps just like, oh, your car breaks down. Some asshole slices your back tire because you parked too close to them. Some guy comes inside of you and gives you a name brand Plan B. Like what I'm saying is just stick around.
I agree with that to the point where it's like, I was talking to someone about this where it's like, why would you kill yourself now? You could, if you're already going to kill yourself, you might as well just like get 3 or 4 credit cards, like a $10,000 limit, yeah. Go to Europe, max it out, live it up,
yeah,
and
dude.
Then kill yourself.
Yeah, straight up.
It's like, go do something cool and then mm-hmm. kill yourself. Don't.
Yeah, straight up.
Like, you don't have to kill yourself now.
Yeah.
Kill yourself in 2 months. Go do something really awesome.
Straight up.
Yeah, and then maybe you won't want to kill yourself.
Ever. Yeah.
Well, you will from the debt.
No, debt won't make you want to kill yourself.
I mean, I think money is like the leading cause of suicide.
Yeah, probably, right? That or Tony Hinchcliffe.
All right. Thanks for doing the podcast, bro.
Hey, love you guys for listening. And Galen, thanks for having me on.